future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
God wants you to simply take a stand and hold your peace and watch the Lord fight your battle. Amen. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. Luke chapter 21, verse 19. I feel peace coming on some of y'all. You need peace. Amen. You need that deep-seated peace that precedes rule. In your patience, possess ye your souls. Patience is important because in patience you have possession of your soul. Your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, all that's under control when it's possessed or when you possess patience. Bible encourages us to be patient in tribulation. Amen. Somebody besides Sister Yvonne and Elder John say amen. Amen. In your patience, you possess your soul. And what works patience? Tribulation. Worketh patience. Patience experience. Experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tribulation worketh patience. Let patience go to work. Let whatever you deal with that is trying to disrupt your life, Let it employ patience. Tribulation worketh, it puts patience to work. But let patience have her perfect work. Tell somebody, let patience work. I hear my amen corner. Let patience have her perfect work. Tell somebody, let go of some stuff. And let God. Come on. I feel it right now. Come on. I'm feeling a release in here right now. Tell somebody, let go of some stuff. And let God. See, the devil tries to mar you with remembering stuff, holding on to stuff. Get some selective memory. Let go of some stuff. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind me. Paul had gotten stoned to death. Amen. Paul said, forget that. Yeah, I know the devil tried to take me out then, but I'm forgetting that. I'm going to finish my course with joy. I ain't going to be scared now because the devil tried to kill me there. God raised me up. If he needs to, he'll raise me up again. But he ain't going to let me stop until I finish my course. And I declare, I'm going to finish my course with joy. I'm not struggling. I'm not dragging in there. I'm not going to make it in limping. I'm going to finish it with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Joy comes from believing. Let's go back to what we said in the beginning. Greater is he that is in you. You better let that lion roar. You better let that lion out of the... He been caged up too long. Let him out. In your patience, you possess your soul. James chapter 1, verse 13. I hope this is, I know this is helping somebody. I feel you. You need to rest in him. That doesn't mean inactivity. No, that means freedom from anxiety. James 1:13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Amen. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt any man. Let no man say when he is tempted, God put this on me. Nope. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither will he tempt any man. Now, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Let's go to a deeper level with spiritual warfare. The word tempted, it's an interesting, the basic meaning here for the word temptation or tempting, it means anything that causes a person to strive. God does not tempt you, but there's much out there that tempts you to start striving. Striving. Trying to make it happen. Feeling like you're too late. You got to do it yourself. Temptation. Anything that causes you to strive. In other words, God has called you to a place of peace. Peace. To be a peacekeeper. Remember, many have not known the way of peace. They have peace here and there. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. And so they have peace here. They have peace there. They're looking for peace everywhere, but can't find it. But you are a carrier of peace. Amen. If you hold it, because the enemy will come to try to rattle it away from you. He'll throw stuff at you. Stuff will happen that will try to take your peace. But I declare, if you keep peace in the midst of warfare, you will find once you come through that threshold that the kingdom has only expanded. It's only gotten larger. That your stature has changed. That your influence has increased. That you have broken through some barriers. Amen. Give me Exodus real quick. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 through 15. Let's read through that quickly. I just want to give you some examples of this from the scripture. This is the first battle Israel fought. The law of first reference, first battle they fought as a nation. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side, the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Next verse. And the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. How did they win the battle? Simply by Moses' hands being raised. The physical activity of it was down in the valley. Headed up by Joshua the warrior. But he was ineffective if Moses' hands were not up. If Moses was not in a posture of worship, in a place of peace, in a place of rest, when he wearied, Joshua was going to lose. But as he was steadied, isn't that amazing? Just by his posture, the battle was won. No matter how Joshua could fight, the battle was won because Moses was at the top of the hill. What does that say to us? That's a law of first reference. Battles aren't fought by your skill set. How skillful, how witty you are. It's a matter of your posture. Get me quickly, Mark chapter 4. I'm saying quickly because I have a number of verses here I want to get to you. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Jesus and the storm. The same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. How many know we're going to the other side? This year we're going to the other side. This is the year of double portion. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Huh. Water. Boat full of water. Excuse me. Water coming into the ship. And Jesus is asleep on the boat, on the pillow. And they awoke him and saying to him, Master, don't you care that we're about to die? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Wow. Let's go back up to verse 39, I think. And he arose. Now water's beating into the ship. Now in the natural... it looks bad. And the disciples are panicking. We know the story. But he arose and simply said, now he didn't fear the storm. Right? First of all, he didn't fear the storm. That's important to understand. He didn't fear it and he didn't fight it. He didn't fear the storm, nor did he fight it. He simply said, peace, be still.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.